Only a Game is a production of NPR and WBUR Boston. The program is made possible by your financial support. Please pledge online at WBUR.org.
There are many mysteries, of course. Foremost among them, or at least somewhere among them, is the matter of why people in London who live in the presence of a host of entertaining soccer teams would care a whit for American football. But care about it they do, according to Only a Game's Karen Given.
Hey, everybody, how you doing? Welcome to the NFL's Big JT Events.
It's lunchtime at Canary Wharf in London's business district, and as gray-suited office workers stream out into an unusually sunny late October afternoon, they're greeted by another unusual sight, a 26-foot-tall animatron of Miami Dolphins defensive end Jason Taylor.
3, 2, 1, wake up, BJT!
In the week before the Dolphins host the Giants at Wembley Stadium, Big JT is carted from Trafalgar Square to a mall parking lot in Essex. Along the way, he meets NFL fans, tourists, and kids who, despite school vacation week, might be called upon to answer a question or two.
How many points is a touchdown worth? I'll give you a clue. It's more than 5, less than 7.
6.
Absolutely right. Nice one. Give her a cheer.
But it appears that many British people know the score when it comes to the NFL. 5 million people in the UK watched the Super Bowl this year, and the NFL insists it received requests for more than 500,000 tickets for the Giants-Dolphins game. 3.5 hours before game time, Nick and Carrie duck under Wembley Stadium's arching roof to get out of the rain. Carrie's decked out in her best Panthers kit. Nick's proudly supporting the Raiders. Nick expects this to be like any other Dolphins home game, with one difference.
Wetter. Apart from that, yeah, I'm expecting all the noise, all the colour, all the action, you know. I think, you know, this isn't an exhibition, this is for real, you know. So I think they're going to go at it, you know. I think we're going to see a good game.
Soon.
Yeah.
Jill and Richard don't know what to expect. They've been brought to the game by two Vermonters, Mary Ellen and Tom, who gave them a short primer on the game during the train ride to the stadium.
I don't know which way the ball's going or whatever, but I shall join in.
We just know that they wear an awful lot of padding and need to stop too often for drinks and orange juice.
Yeah. And since you're sitting with a Giants fan, will you be cheering for the Giants?
No, I'm a Dolphins fan. Yeah. And from what I can gather, the Dolphins need every supporter they can get, because they don't do a lot of scoring, apparently. So we'll be cheering them along.
From the looks of things, Richard will be in good company. While most Americans know about David Beckham, the English know about Dan Marino. Fans queue for entry into the invitation-only tailgate party, complete with stilt walkers, football-themed carnival games, face painters, cheerleaders, and a live band. Glenn Watson and his friends traveled from Miami for today's game and have been surprised at how many fellow Dolphins they've found here.
On the tube ride here, we sang the Dolphin fight song from the time we boarded until the time we arrived here at the stadium.
1, 2, 3. Miami has the Dolphins, the greatest football team.
A few yards away, a man decked out in a chainmail hood and carrying a large sword hands out business cards which say,
I'm Keith Smith, the Crusader Raider from London, England.
The NFL has said that if the London game is successful, up to 2 regular season games could be played next year in Britain, Germany, Mexico, or Canada. And all 32 teams may eventually play 1 game a year outside the U.S. But for Keith, 1 regular season game every few years is not nearly enough.
At the end of the day, Londoners love football. When we had the first time the Monarchs were here, we had 66,000 people in Wembley Stadium for regular season games. You know, we get more fans here than some NFL franchises. So give us a team in London, then we'll call it a real world championship for a Super Bowl.
As the game begins, it certainly does seem like Londoners love the NFL. But if American football is so popular here, why wasn't the city's NFL Europe team, the London Monarchs, able to make a go of it? And why did NFL Europe fold altogether? Gordon Sparks, covering the game for Radio London, thinks NFL Europe's biggest problem was the popularity of the NFL itself.
we're virtually at saturation point in this country. Soccer is big here. What you guys call soccer is huge in this country. But there's international sport with Formula One motor racing. Rugby union is huge in this country. The sport of cricket, that's big, believe it or not. So there is a pecking order. NFL is at the bottom of that pecking order, but NFL Europe was below it, and it was getting no TV coverage whatsoever.
While the broadcasters in the booth behind us take a moment or two to remind listeners of the significance of the fourth down, Sparks rejects the idea that the British need to be educated about football's basic rules. And he says today's attendance is much more than a fluke.
The price of the tickets, you've got to be a real fan to part with that sort of silly money to come and see American football at Wembley. If New York score on this play, you hear the cheer that goes up. Going to be Eli Manning running for the end zone. He's going to get in. He did. He got in.
The Dolphins won't answer that touchdown until after the two-minute warning, leaving the Giants to run out the clock to the sound of boos from the British fans. But just like the Miami Dolphins who don't stop singing, even when it becomes clear their losing streak will extend to 8, fans of the NFL in London stream out of Wembley Stadium into the rainy night, laughing and cheering and hoping that the other football will be back again soon.
Miami Dolphin number one! Woo-hoo!
For Only a Game, I'm Karen Gibbon in London.
Miami Dolphins number one! Woo-hoo!
Karen Gibbon's story about the game between the Dolphins and the Giants at Wembley Stadium in London will be featured on this week's program. I'll also be previewing this weekend's monstrously important NFL game between the undefeated Indianapolis Colts and the even more undefeated New England Patriots, a tilt some have already characterized as the most significant regular season NFL game ever. I'll also be talking with our round ball analyst Kevin Hench about the NBA season that's just underway, with particular emphasis on the undefeated San Antonio Spurs. Our book feature will be Running the Table, The Legend of Kid Delicious, the Last Great American Pool Hustler, and we'll also have a commentary from Alyssa Eli this week, so join us, and remember, you can always listen to the program at onlyagame.org.
Support for NPR podcasts comes from Acura, featuring the 286-horsepower TL Type S with a solar sensing climate control system. Learn more at Acura.com.